as we speak, is a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He is entering his ninth year in the league. He was taken number 17 overall back in 2015 out of Oregon. The Niners, 13-4 last year. They won the NFC West. They went to the NFC Championship game for the third time in four seasons. They open up the regular season at the Steelers on September 10th. We are joined by Eric Armstead. Eric, great to have you on. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. So bring me up to date. As I mentioned, you're 9 years in now, so you know the importance of rest and recovery as well as anybody. You know what it takes to get your mind and body ready for an NFL season. So what's your typical offseason look like at this juncture of your career? And then what did you do with your downtime this year?
Yeah, my typical offseason, now has been, a lot of family time, two daughters, and got married a few years back, so spent a lot of family time, taking some time, doing some traveling, resting, and then, shortly after getting back into training, and, we started back OTAs now, and, it's been fun to get the journey started, and looking forward to another great year.
It starts once again. I think Nick Bosa, who's obviously a monster in his own right, paid you an enormous compliment recently. He said that nobody watches more tape than you and that you were, quote, the quarterback of our D-line, end of quote. What's it like to hear that from Bosa, and then what's it mean to be a leader on one of the best defenses in the league?
Yeah, those are great compliments. And, Bosa has become a brother of mine. And, it's amazing to take the field with him each game. But, I feel like that's my responsibility, for us is to, help the young guys, put us in the best position to go out there and be successful. And, I've gained a lot of knowledge throughout the years, and I know what teams are trying to do to us and how they're trying to attack us. And so, sharing that knowledge and my approach to the game, has been helpful for us.
Eric Armstead joining us. You mentioned how much you like playing with Bosa. Like, you're a pro, so you're going to do your job regardless of who you line up alongside with. But how much you like playing with this group specifically? How much better is it to go to battle with these guys on that line?
Man, it's been amazing. Throughout the years, we've created a culture of guys who care for one another and go out there and play hard. And, we have some new guys to our group this year. And, we're excited to get together and start building that camaraderie. And then, that's going to transfer over to the field as well.
Yeah, just Javon Hargrave, no big thing, not a big deal. What an enormous addition that is. What did you think when you found out that he was coming? And then what's he bring to an already dominant defensive front?
Yeah, he's a dominant player in his own right. And, he's been playing a lot of good football for many years, and he's perfect for our scheme. I think we also complement each other very well. It's going to be exciting to throw different looks at guards and at offensive lines. We all bring a different element to the table, and I think that's going to be tough for people to handle.
You mentioned the scheme. I was going to ask you about the scheme. How much of that scheme is about letting you guys just do what you do best? In other words, letting you put a hand on the ground, be physical, make plays without having to overthink things?
Yeah, it's very important. If you want guys to play fast, you want them to fly around without hesitation. The playbook can't be super expansive and all these exotics and things you have to learn week in and week out. So, we know we're going to line up. We keep it simple. We go out there. We attack. We play violent and we play hard.
Eric Armstead is joining us. Let me get your thoughts on the other side of the ball, if you don't mind. You made another deep run last season before coming up just short. The run was even more impressive, of course, when you consider it came after third-string quarterback, rookie Brock Purdy, was pressed into duty. When did you first realize that that was just a different dude and that he was built for the challenge?
Yeah, I think you can look at his first game that he played, just stepping right in and really looking unfazed and really comfortable out there. Brock has a certain presence about himself that gives you confidence, he just has that gunslinger mentality, able to make plays off script, And, you know, he's an excellent player and, you know, really got us, really, you know, was a catalyst for getting us, you know, making that run and getting to the NFC Championship. So, you know, he took the lead by storm last year.
The guy was amazing. Like, it's not your call, I understand that, but assuming he's right physically and assuming that Trey Lance continues to improve, and then you've got Sam Darnold, like, what do you make of the entire quarterback situation right now, and then who is the guy?
You know, I think we have three excellent quarterbacks. You know, they're young, and I think they all are extremely talented. And one thing I've learned in this league is you never know what's going to happen. You know, you can plan for things and try to script it and, you know, this is who you think is going to be this and this is how you think stuff's going to go. But as you can tell last year, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I know we have a talented bunch in the quarterback room. I know they're going to compete. And, you know, I'm excited to see how all that shakes out. You know, health is the number one thing, you know, so I want those guys to, you know, take time. You know, they're both dealing with significant injuries and, you know, take time to get healthy and get back to feeling like themselves. And I think, it's going to shake itself out once we start playing football.
It's so true. So much of it is just health. So much of it is just luck. Like, if there's 100% injury rate, so much of it is getting that good break and being lucky. Hey, listen, one game at a time, one day at a time, but I know you've seen the schedule. How anxious are you, for instance, to get another crack at Philly?
That's great. You know, they're you know, a top team in the NFC, and it's going to be, you know, a great opportunity to go there and play against a great team. And, you know, measure up where we're at that part of the season. But, you know, that's a long way away. You know, it's a new season. Last year's last year. You know, none of us, you know, them, us, no team can really rely on what they did in the previous season. So it's going to be a new year, new journey, you know, that we're excited to embark on here soon. And, you know, we got a bunch of teams on the schedule before we play Philly, but you know, we'll see how the season is looking then, and you know, we'll definitely be ready to go and excited to head out there and play again, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I get it. It's always back to zero, and that is a bit off, but something you got coming up. You've got your Kickoff for Kids charity gala, which is coming up on June 1st. I know you're excited about that. What can you tell us about that event, and then where do folks go to get information about that event?
Yeah. So I started my nonprofit, Armstead Academic Project, in 2019. And we believe that education shouldn't be defined by a zip code. And our mission is to ensure that every student, no matter their socioeconomic status, has the resources and tools they need to thrive. And our event coming up on June 1st is our gala. We haven't had a big event like this since before COVID. So we're very excited. So our Kickoff for Kids gala is presented by Zenni Optical, who has been amazing, and we believe in providing, you know, resources for our students. And that looks and feels in a multitude of ways. And Zenni has come on as a partner to be the presenting sponsor of our gala. And we're going to have a great event. And, you know, we're going to raise funds to pour back into our community and give the kids and families the resources that they need to be successful in school and go on to have success later in life as well, too. So really trying to work on setting that foundation for our youth and providing them with the tools they need to be successful.
Good cause. Great, great, great job. Eric Armstead joining us, 9 years in the NFL, and the Niners coming off a 13-win season, looking to run it back and take the next step. Eric, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Yeah, and if people want more information on the nonprofit, they can go to armsteadproject.org to get more information on what we're doing.
Good. Glad you added that. Appreciate you, too. Good luck with that. Eric Armstead joining us. Great cause. All right. Always good to get a 49er on. You know, I will tell you this about the 49ers. Their practice schedule does not always mesh with the show. So whenever I can get a 49er, I'm going to take a 49er.